Israel's prime minister has congratulated President Obama on his victory. Israel is America's closest ally in the Middle East and home to a large number of real American voters. Throughout this presidential election, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jerusalem, Israelis have been debating which candidate would do more to ensure their country's security.
Acting chairman for Democrats Abroad, Hillel Schenker, says that he and other Israelis support President Obama for his commitment on two key issues, keeping Iran from developing nuclear weapons and resolving the Palestinian conflict.
He has demonstrated this combination of a commitment both to Israel's security needs and also the priority of trying to help Israel achieve peace with the Palestinians and with its Arab neighbors.
Israelis will now turn their attention to their own election in January. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who many expect to win, has pledged to thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions with or without U.S. backing. David Horovitz, founding editor of The Times of Israel, an online newspaper, says the reportedly frosty ties between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu are actually not the real source of tension in the relationship.
I think the context is different. Israel's nearer to Iran, it feels more threatened by Iran, and it will run out of military options more quickly than the United States would on Iran. And that complicates the relationship. I think the coordination has been very good, actually, at all the professional levels we've had.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jerusalem.